It's time for Rural Connection, and this, guys, you are going to love this one. Okay. Hugging's become a bit of a necessary evil during lockdown. Whether it's your parents, your partner, or your pooch, we're all just looking for someone to kind of snuggle into and get a little bit of human connection. But if you're looking for something a little different, why not try cow cuddling? Yes, yeah, you heard me right, cow cuddling. One unique business in Goldsborough, which is south of Cairns, is offering just that. This morning I'm chatting with Lawrence Fox, who is the owner and the creative genius behind Cow Cuddling Co., to learn more about it. Lawrence, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great, Willie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I was just saying off air, we need you to, like, come down with a whole heap of cows to Sydney. Not that that can happen, but I think it would be very popular. How did you discover this was such a good mental release?
It was actually during the original lockdown. My partner was locked down in Melbourne, and I was in Cairns and ended up staying on the farm where we currently operate, which is owned by a friend. And then when the lockdown happened, I was separated from my partner for a long period of time and found myself getting pretty anxious about the situation and was even feeling quite depressed at the darkest hour there, and ended up spending a lot of time down the paddocks with the cows, who are all hand-raised and you can cuddle with, and sort of realised that it was having a positive impact despite the lockdown situation, and it all went from there.
Oh my goodness. So what does a session look like with one of the cows?
So it's with all of the cows. So a session is an hour long and people come along and they're introduced to the cows and given a bit of their background. Each of the girls have their own personalities, names and story. And then everyone comes into the paddock and the cows will start to sit down, lay down and relax, and you just kind of go around and introduce yourself to the cows, and once you're comfortable, you can sit down and cuddle with the cow and just relax.
Oh my God, I've just got the biggest grin on my face. I would just love to be doing this. And so can you tell us about one of your girls? Tell us about what kind of personalities they have.
Well, I think a lot of people like milkshakes. And milkshake's one of the mothers. So she's just had a new calf about a month ago. The calf's name is Baby Chino. Milkshake's really sweet, and she was the first cow that I laid down and cuddled in a paddock. She's sort of the inspiration, I guess, for Cow Cuddling Co.
Oh, my goodness. And how do the cows feel?
They love it. Yeah, they love it. I know they love it because I've known them sort of for years, 6 years or more.
Yeah.
And they enjoy being scratched, and they enjoy human contact. But there was a study done, I think, in the 2016 Journal of Animal Behavioural Science that showed this sort of interaction, and this sort of thing, it has been a therapeutic service, so to speak, in the Netherlands for 10 years now, that those kind of interactions with cows, the cows find it very enjoyable. In fact, they benefit from it. They're at the point where we're cuddling them, they're digesting and kind of chewing their cud, and they want to relax, and they're effectively just being pampered during that time.
Oh, that is good, because I was wondering, like, are we just throwing ourselves at these cows and they're not enjoying it too, but they get benefits out of it as well. So that is awesome. How do you think this changes people's perceptions of cows?
I think people have a sneaking suspicion that cows are beautiful, lovely, big, cuddly animals, but they're difficult to get in contact with. If you go to the average cattle farm and get into a paddock, the cows may be a little bit tentative about humans. They could be skittish and sort of run away. It's not normal for people to be able to get up close to them. So doing that has highlighted the fact that they're like big dogs. They really are. They're just like big dogs. They're very intelligent. They're calm. They have unique personalities and individual personalities. So some are more open to cuddling and spending a lot of time with humans than others. Or, you know, they have moods on any given day. So I suppose, for lack of a better way of putting it, it sort of humanises the cows and helps people understand that they're really beautiful animals. And then the physiological impact, the fact that they slow down our heart rate, calm us, help us release oxytocin, which is a social bonding chemical, that also is something that people feel immediately when they're around the cow. So they realise that they're actually quite a powerful remedy for some of life's stresses.
Can you tell us a little bit about your work with WorkLink and the NDIS?
Yeah, so we're working with WorkLink here in Cairns and Thrive to employ a local young person living with an intellectual disability, and that is the purpose of CowCuddling Co. as an organisation. It's a social enterprise that I myself don't receive any income from, so I work as a youth worker during the week, and then on the weekends I run CowCuddling Co. And the sole purpose of it from an employment point of view is to employ people living with intellectual disabilities and try to advocate on that position to other business owners that there are government subsidies available. And we have, you know, I think it's something like 10% of the population of Australia suffers from some sort of intellectual disability where they, at least people believe that they may not be able to offer a lot of value within their business, and that's just simply not the case. So we're working with WorkLink to employ someone at the Goldsborough location to help us with what we're doing, but work with the cows and basically just build a friendship with the cows and support them when I can't be there.
Yep. Oh my goodness. Lawrence Fox, what a beautiful, beautiful company and story. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Rural Connection. We wish you all the best with the CowCuddling Co. And if you ever open up a Sydney branch, oh my God, please call us.
Thanks for your time. No, I'll let you know as soon as we're down there.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.